This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
FCE, Total Commitment to Christ, the Flexmere Christian Fellowship.
Today's worship theme, The Holiness of God, begins with Matt Redman, The Heart of Worship, Chris Tomlin, Holy Forever, and finally, Brian and Katie Torwalt with Alpha Omega.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, 'cause it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you. I'll bring you more than a song. ashes to the land. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, just a name we throw around, 'cause yours holds power, more than just a faith to talk about and forget Monday morning. Oh my soul, don't you forget of the days he never left you. What makes you think that what comes next he's not holding to? You're so good to remind us that this is your story. You're so good to remind us you're the Alpha Omega.
beginning and the end. There's no God beside Him. All glory we will give.
How deep you go is entirely up to you. Pastor Arthur Parks presents a sermon extract on holiness.
I want to speak today, saints, a little bit about, and I mean, for any of you that know that when you're spending time in the Word, when you start to delve into things, how deep it goes, that you just can't get out. You've just got to decide where you're going to stop. Because the more you look up stuff, the more God will reveal, the more God opens up, the deeper you want to go, the deeper he will take you. And before you know it, this message could be you could preach it for the rest of the year. That's no kidding. His word is inexhaustible. It's just so deep and so rich that the more you want to give yourself to it, the more he will just keep on pouring it out on you. And it's up to you to say, try and condense what the Lord gives, because he gives out generously. He gives his word out because why? Because he wants people to know what he's really like. Because there's so much distortion. There's so much, well, I think God's like this, and he's nothing like that. Like Brother Roger was saying last week, he's not the big granddaddy up there with the big beard, with the big stick. Holy or holiness. This is something I was reading a little bit on and something that I believe the Lord has impressed upon my heart. And as I started digging into some of this stuff, this holiness of God and holy, I looked up the word just in the dictionary to try and, you know, because all we hear is set apart. Everybody say set apart, set apart. Well, there's lots of things set apart, but they ain't holy. Okay? There's lots of things set apart for different purposes or reasons, but they are not holy. Without God, there is no holy. The only reason that there is a holy is because God exists. Otherwise, there would be nothing. There's no holy in our vocabulary. We were all unholy until God redeemed us, provided a way for us to become holy, to become this thing here. Something or someone set apart for a specific purpose, consecrated. Something sacred, something special, something unique, something to treasure. Holy. Holiness. Like this. Like what our sister Jo just led us through, Holy Communion. I have an example here, saints, of holiness. For some reason, God brings me onto this or reminds me of it all the time. And it's the glory or the holiness of virginity. As I've showed you before, my home is filled with girls. Very precious and very, very special to their dad, to their papa. And because I know where I've been and I know what I have done and I know that God has got hold of my life today and taken somebody who was very unholy and dirty, and through a process of just spending time with the Lord and being at church and being in fellowship, God is working into me this holiness, this fear of the Lord, to be the man of God that I desire to be. To lead my family, to be an example and a great man for my wife, to be an example for my children, to look up. And if they don't find anybody that measures up to me, then guess what? They don't get married. But you understand, but this is not how I thought when I first came to the faith. Not at all. You know you've got some stinking thinking going on in your head. And you can cover it up with nice clothes and all the rest of it, but God knows. But in the process of time and of 15 years, now 16, going into our 16th year in the Lord, following him the best we know how, God changes things. If you will allow him to. If you allow him to work in your life, all of a sudden you'll start to know and have the witness in you, what am I doing here? What am I doing this for? I shouldn't be here and I shouldn't be doing this. Get out of there. You know, obey that voice. The devil ain't care what you do. He ain't telling you to get out of there. He's telling you, it's all right, boy. Nobody knows. But God knows. He knows it all. And this example here, but I believe the Lord is, the Holy Spirit has brought it back to my remembrance. And this story is of a young woman continually being made fun of, continually being put down because of her virginity with her friends. Continually made fun of and everything like that. And they're trying to say to her, man, you know, you want to give it up. Give it up. Be like us. And after a lot of this going on, the girl actually turned and said to them, this is according to the story on Radio Rima, turned and said to them, at any time I choose, I can be like you. But you can never ever choose to be like me again. End of the story. No more cheating. No more being made fun of. But you understand, I'm talking about holiness. Something set apart, something that makes you special, my young sisters, my older sisters. Something where we missed the mark because we didn't know what I know today. We weren't taught the things that I know today, things that men's ministry have helped us to start honouring our woman, because I have desired better, but I realised that in my example, I was failing. And I've had enough. I want to be the best I can be. I don't want to be average or mediocre as a man, because average and mediocre will not cut it in this world. You will not make it. You will not be steadfast when you're tried for your faith. You won't make it. The glory of virginity, one of the things that our brother Ed Cole talked to us about through this men's ministry thing we were doing, the glory, something weighty, something of great value. Virginity is something weighty and of great value. And if nobody ever tells you about that, if nobody ever encourages you that, yes, my young brothers, it's a glory. It's something worth keeping. It's something so weighty, something of such great value that, Brother Ed went on to say, part of our questionnaire was, he said, it was only one thing that you could give away one time to one person in one lifetime. That's how valuable. That's how weighty. Now, when we come to the Lord and we get redeemed, and hallelujah, praise be to God for the redemption, but God restores it spiritually and mentally, but it cannot be restored physically. What you have lost is lost. You see this, man? You know, you understand this? With my wife and I, God has redeemed us and brought us out of a lifestyle, but today, because of what we know in the Lord, today, because of the blood of the Lamb, the blood that was shed, we never ever went back into the past. When God restored us, when God brought us back together, we never said, oh, did you? There was no comparisons. There was no talking about anything of what we were redeemed. We accepted what God did for us and got on trying to live our best for the Lord. Hallelujah. There was no time, you know, it was like the Apostle Paul, hey, forgetting that which is behind and pressing on to that upward call. You ain't pressing on to a downward call. We're pressing on to an upward call in Christ. That's what we were doing. And we so much say love. We so much love God and still do today that we were up all hours speaking and sharing and just loving the Lord through the Word, through the Scriptures, because He gave us such a hunger for the Scriptures, for the Word of God. And it was so rich, so lovely. Have you got Revelation 4:8? The four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And I like what Brother Jesse said about this, Brother Jesse Duplantis, because he said, you know, man, those angels are flying around and they're going, holy, 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 all the time. That's all they say. He's thinking, man, give us a break. What's going on here? And he said, it's because they see a new aspect, a new characteristic of God every second. They see something about God that they have never, ever seen before every time they're flying around, and all they can say is, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Man, you know what they say? There ain't nobody like that, man. There ain't nobody like you. That's what they're saying. That's all they can say. That's all they want to say. They ain't, man, I thought I'd seen it, but I ain't seen anything like that. Nothing like that compares with you, Lord. Nothing. We are blown away. Hey, hallelujah. And so with us saints, what has the Lord done? You know, when our sister Jo was talking about, as lest we forget, has the Lord done some awesome things for us, man? Hey, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah, you're too much, Lord. You know, I just can't handle this. You know what I mean? But God is holy, and there is nothing else like Him. 1 Chronicles 17:20 from the NIV, please, Rachel. This is what King David said. There is no one like you, O Lord, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. You know, so this is King David, and when you look at the revelation, the how God revealed himself to King David, even just reading in the Psalm 23, you know, that's a revelation. It's a revelation to David that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's got a revelation of who the Lord is. That's what's happened to him. There ain't nobody like you, Lord. Isaiah 43, 10 and 11, please, Rachel. So it says, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing like him, man. There ain't nothing like our God. And we have to learn to experience and know him as that. You know what I mean? There's got to be a time, even for my little ones, that they know there is a time when Papa will play, but there's a time when Papa don't play. And they got to know that time. There's a time when Papa is serious. I ain't joking with you no more. Cut it out. Stop that. And our Father's like that. You understand? He's like that too. But he's the King of the universe. But when we look at the word holy saints, and Rachel, could we please go to Deuteronomy 7:6? And I've got written down here, and I want you to remember this, since because of the holy and holiness of God, it's this, keep this in mind, something or someone set apart for a specific purpose, you're consecrated, that was what it means, something sacred, special, unique, or to treasure. So Israel, remember, you know, this is our call, this is where we're at. And so the Lord is saying, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. So let's just look at that. For you are sacred, special, unique, a treasure, someone or some people set apart for a specific purpose. You understand? You see that? So that's what you can put in there instead of going, oh, you are holy, and not understand what he meant by that. You know? And then say, the Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth. Holy. He's set apart a people for a specific purpose. And I'll just share with you what that is. God wanted Israel to walk in the fear of the Lord, that they might have an influence on all the nations of the world. He, God, wanted to reveal himself to the world through Israel. For him to be able to do that, they needed to walk both in the comfort of his presence and in reverence before him. So there's an accompanying attribute of God with holiness, and that's the fear of the Lord.
FCF, thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.